I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're doing this all day. Here's your first round. Tickets to Alice in Winterland. It is sold out. And from now, 6:11 until 6:05 p.m., every hour, we've got code words for you to enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets for our sold out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. Macy's. Love Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic. Get a little picture, shake a few hands, bump a few fists, whatever. Alice in Winterland stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, and it's brought to you by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is FRONT. F-R-O-N-T. Take the word FRONT and text it to our contest line, 20357. If you text that to our regular line, which isn't a contest line, that's just how you talk to Vinny, just get in the text machine. We'll see you will not be entered. We will see that you have texted the word front to the wrong place. Mm-hmm. And we will think less of you. So take note, 20357 is the contest line.
Shame.
Well,
last night, speaking of the concert, last night I came down the stairs after I was hanging with my kids and I was just saying goodnight to the missus and she goes, "Oh, I'm on the phone with Deepak." And I said, "What?" She goes, "Well, we're trying to make plans for the concert and we know you're worthless, so we're working on that."
Yes.
And I was like, "Same, oh, good." Facts. And she goes, "By any chance, do you know when you're supposed to be there so we can figure out?" And I was like, "No, but I'll ask. So when am I supposed to be there?"
You know, honestly, if you find out, let me know, because yesterday my girlfriends, I'm bringing a bunch of friends and they're like, "Well, we should do dinner in Oakland first." And I'm like, "Yeah, can one of you guys set that up?" I go, "Do it for 6 and make it walking distance from the venue because I know I have to be there before
so
you do."
We're both worthless,
right?
Then.
So great. Don't worry about it. Just all tell right. Them 6 o'clock and we'll figure out a way to get there in time.
Are we doing a group thing or no?
It doesn't sound like it. But if you'd like to join us, you're more than welcome.
Listen, this is why we're talking about it now. No plans have been made on my end. And I caught the missus in the middle of it with Deepak. And I'm sitting here going, "I don't know what to do. And she's doesn't know what time I got to be anywhere." So if you can get us an itinerary, we might be able to plan to all be in one place at the same time.
It would be nice for the three of us and our people to. I would love to see Deepak in a relaxed environment. Obviously, your wife. I never get to see her.
Oh,
that'd be really fun.
Riot, isn't she?
She is. So my girl's a planner, too. Maybe I put her and Christina in touch with each other. Okay, we'll do this off the air.
Yeah.
Let's move on. But we are all making plans. I hope you're making plans, too. It's our big Christmas party. I'll be excited to hang out and do that. Fun. Good times. Okay, so today's National Blue Jeans Day. I can get behind that one. I don't know why they need a day, but they do. And they have one, and it's today. And I, as I read that, I was like, I've got a pair of my favorite blue jeans on right now. If I can't have my soft clothes on, second best is my blue jeans.
I am a Levi's guy. Yeah. I have others, yeah. But Levi's. If you said to me, you can have one pant, I'd say it's 501s.
It'd be hard to pick one pair of pants right now. I have a lot of pants I like. These are so comfortable, these ones, though. They're like, they almost have like a really stretchy, sort of tight through the knee part, flare out a little bit. Mm. Not much. Kind of like a straight leggy thing. I love these jeans. These are the jeans for me. I think they're no-name jeans. Like they don't have a...
Hold on, I need something for Instagram.
All right.
Let me get on the jeans. Okay, happy National Jeans Day.
Happy Blue Jeans Day.
There we go. Now okay,
great. That, you know what? See?
Instagram needed that shot.
Instagram definitely needed that shot. I would like to see that before you post it, please. I think I had a goof face on. Surprise. Okay, let's start with... I'll start here. I hate to even say this, but generally speaking, when there's smoke, there's smoke, there's fire. This is the first I've seen of this, although it's not very surprising considering that Justin Timberlake has been in some fishy, weird, why are you situations. Jessica Biel may be tired of helping Justin Timberlake heal all the self-inflicted wounds. Radar Online is saying that they're on a marital break, not separated legally, not begun divorce proceedings.
Do you know anyone who's taken a marital break and then maritally gotten it back together?
No. Do you?
No, I think that's the
beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it does too. But that's why I asked. I was wondering if you've heard any success stories where you're like, yeah, two friends took a long break and realized what they had together and decided, let's drop the past and clean slate it and move forward. And I don't believe in clean slates. It doesn't really happen. But
I do know some people that a thing went down and they did put it back together. It was known. Like people knew it had happened. A situation that one of them created and the other, and everyone knew.
Just say cheated.
I don't really want to. I just, you know, honestly, it's not, I shouldn't even say it. But I am thinking those people are still together.
And everyone knew?
Everyone
knew. Like your whole friend group knew?
Everyone knew.
Huh.
Yes. Like it played out very publicly.
For the record, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't tell you.
Oh. Mm. So everyone didn't know.
And a lot of people, a lot of families and a lot of people knew. But they are still together. Like and it's funny too, because, you know, it's that whole thing where don't immediately dump on someone when someone breaks up with them.
Oh.
Because
they might get back together.
And I felt like as a group, we love both these people. And so let it play out, and the person was able to come back in.
And they put it back together.
I think he lived in like a hotel for a couple of weeks, and then they just started coming around again. And it wasn't like a big, like even the thing that happened was a bigger deal than them getting back together. They just
were.
They were just back together. They made it work, and they're still together. It was years ago.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know. So, I mean, I guess it's not exactly the same thing.
But that's the point is, you know, I don't know what he seems.
Justin Timberlake. Back to the original story, which is Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel appear to maybe, according to a gossip rag, be on a marital break.
You know, stardom does different things to different people. He's been a huge star since he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean? Does that mean he should get to do anything he wants every time he wants without any penalties? No.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's stuff that has chipped away at her, whether it's the holding hands with the girl he was doing some movie with.
Right. Being like really too close to her.
A DUI, yeah. As recently as this year.
Yeah, that was over the summer, I think.
The whole accusations from Britney and then his response to be something like, I apologize to no one
for nothing.
you didn't have, like, yeah. What was that?
You could have just been like,
let it go.
Like, I was young and everybody makes mistakes. And,
or don't and address have, it. Like,
right. Or right.
You're like, at a concert.
So crass. It really was yucky.
Didn't he say that at a concert in between songs?
Yes.
Like, that is.
And he even started it like he was going to apologize. I want to apologize to no one for nothing. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, okay. So you know what? I'll be interested to see how that goes. They have kids and I know what that's like.
Yep.
It's tough to break that up.
And it definitely is. So it's, but sometimes it's the way it has to be. You know, I was just reminded that Dave Grohl's probably having some holidays this year.
We haven't heard anything in a while.
Not a peep.
For a minute, when he put out that post, I thought, oh, maybe he's just gonna, and then it just caught fire. And then it was like, oh, and there's a girl and, you know.
Everyone started coming
Studio
forward.
Studio City that did some, what was that? Like the alternative porn girl or
yeah.
Whatever it was.
But there are a bunch of people who were like, yeah, he's a cheater. He's always been a cheater, cheated on me, cheated on the person he was cheating on me with. I mean, it's just, that's who he is.
He didn't skate is my point.
If you missed that story entirely over the summer, Dave Grohl fathered a daughter outside his marriage and said so on social media and then said, but I love my wife and I'm trying to keep that together.
So I'm going to go take my lumps and see if we can't. And maybe they can.
Sometimes, yeah, I mean, he's a rock star the whole time. I don't know. It comes down, it's hard to be made a fool of publicly. Everyone knows that he cheated on her. And so she feels even a bigger fool if she lets him back in. I don't know. It's really tough. Relationships, they're hard, you guys.
They're even harder when he's a rock star.
Right. And it's just
back to Justin
for months on end.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's just what Radar Online said. This could be complete BS. They might just need to look, it's the holidays. People are hunkered down. Maybe they're just making stuff up. Let's hope for that. Or not. I don't know.
You told us where there's smoke, there's fire.
I said sometimes. Sometimes it's just a little whiff of smoke and everyone's like, what's going on there? Oh, well. So over Thanksgiving, speaking of broken up couples, that people, if you see them together, you think they're immediately like, oh, I guess they're getting back together. Or no, they have kids together. The original Bennifer, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. It looks like they may celebrate Christmas together as well. Thanksgiving went smoothly. He was there all day. I think they went and served food at a homeless shelter. I think that's what it was, right? Maybe a soup kitchen of some kind?
I don't know about that, but I know that they've been making the news as being grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Divorced, but grown-ups for their kids, and that's great.
Time for a mini game. Just quick.
Okay.
What year did Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner break up?
Uh, 2015.
Oh.
2014, Bob.
2015.
Oh,
you got 2 points for that. Like, you nailed it. I would have said, I don't know, 2019. It just doesn't feel that long to me. But that's amazing. You nailed it.
But you have... Oh, thank you.
Come on. Sorry. Yep. Sorry. Give him his due, everyone. Give him his due. I read 2015 in the story. I'm like, is that real?
I was, as I thought about it, I just kind of went, well, he was with J-Lo for a little while before they married, and then they were married for a little while before they divorced, and then we've been dealing with the long divorce that's not even done yet.
And there was the Ana de Armas.
So I was just counting back, and that it was a full guess, though.
It was a good guess, solid guess. I would have definitely blown that one. I mean, like, I don't know, 2021 or something? Like, right before he married J-Lo? Anyway. They are going to, it looks like she's like, Thanksgiving went well. This is according to Page Six. So whatever. It's also a tabloid. Over the holidays, they spent time together on Thanksgiving and it looks like he's invited for Christmas Day. I am seeing zero mention of whatever boyfriend she may or may not have. And I did see that they had been slightly on and off, her and whatever boyfriend guy, that was it, James Miller, John Miller. I don't know. if they're together or not. And it really doesn't mention it here. They're really focusing on, are they getting back together? They're not, you guys. They have three kids together.
You know what I actually think, and this might ring true for some of you out there, and I know a person, a lady, a friend of Christina's, who just focuses on her kids. That's what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And so she's might...
not looking to date.
She's smoking hot. She could go out with anyone she wants, but you know what she puts her energy into? Her kids. And I wouldn't doubt Garner's doing the same thing. Like, look, Mike, you start to see, like right now with my oldest, she's hitting that teen... she's not a teenager yet, but she's starting to get little breakouts.
Oh,
and she's got a little training bra and
smarter mouth.
It's in it, and some looks where you're like, what was that?
That was an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Trying it on for size.
You know, but when you get to that point, you start to go, whoa, we're growing up. Mm. We're getting out. And I'm sure they're dealing with that too. Their kids are, teenagers?
They're like 18, 16, and 12 or something.
Yeah, they're like of it, basically. So they're probably really trying to soak it up.
Jen is still with John Miller.
Oh, and she
by
is.
By the way, Jen is also from West Virginia, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, we didn't know. No, we did not know that.
Very important.
18, shame. 15, and 12 are the kids' ages.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, you start to see that, like, oh, I really got to start paying more attention, because at some point, these people are going to college.
And I'm sure your daughter loves you mentioning a training bra on the air.
Well.
Let us know when she gets her first period. When she starts
listening, yeah. And she's going to be like, Dad, stop!
Well,
there's already been things I'm like, don't you got to never say that again. As a former little girl, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to fly.
Just do it. It's your job.
I want to mention one more thing. You remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was talking to you about these $3 million, I think they're called the Tumblr Batmobiles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was, I don't know, a limited number of them being made and sold for $3 million. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow just bought one, the Bengals quarterback. I guess there's some kind of, there's an HBO show. Is it a reality show? It's called Hard Knocks In Season with the AFC North.
Yeah, so they...
he's in a convo, and he's like, yeah, I bought one of the Batmobiles.
They've done Hard Knocks for many, many years, but usually it was just training camp, but the show's so popular now, they're running it. So just, they follow the players during the season. It's really cool if you like football.
The NFL has become year-round. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just really... there's no... it's an unquenchable thirst.
People do love their football.
They just can't get enough, and so...
the season's gotten really long, too. I mean, I feel like half the year, we're in that. Then there's a little break, then there's the draft, then there's training camp, then there's preseason, and then we're back in
they
it again.
They print money over there.
They sure do seem to. It seems like it's always either on or right around the corner. All right, Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Should you wash your Christmas tree? Mm-hmm. And more after the...
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Is.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out our full show podcast, this whole show, on our free Odyssey app. It's time for the news. Oh, shoot. Fudge.
I really don't feel like that's the best introduction when let's you start
it.
Out with,
I know.
Oh, shoot,
darn
and
it all.
Fudge.
Hey, I'll fix that in post. Do it again.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Check out the full show podcast on our free Odyssey app. It is time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Public Market Emeryville.
Yay!
With over a dozen restaurants and bars under one roof, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite team, and family-friendly activities, Public Market offers a great time for the whole family. Public Market Emeryville.
So wait.
Sounds super fun. It
does.
Mm-hmm.
All the fun stuff.
Okay, so today it's still dark out, but we've been having really nice days. I don't know if you're loving them or not, but it's been pretty spectacular and more of that, more of the same. 60s.
Yeah, it was just beautiful yesterday. Mm-hmm. Lovely day. Lovely day.
Tonight's football game is a good one.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
Thursday Night Football is Green Bay. Now, it's not on the frozen tundra, so we don't get to see snow or anything.
That's too bad.
Although, if you watch the Niner game in Buffalo, woof. Tons of snow. Anyway, Green Bay at Detroit. Both teams, same division. Detroit's in first place. Green Bay would like to get that win. 5:15 game time. There's that. Okay, listen to this first fast fact, and then I'll get to the story about...
Fast fact.
The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%.
Mm. What? Yeah, we have all the same water molecules we've always had. I've heard that, like, you've probably drunk water that Cleopatra bathed in. All the water is still all the water.
The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%.
I can't even believe it's not 100%. That's a good one.
I like it. Okay, this is unbelievable. I just went and got my Christmas tree with my family on Sunday. We still haven't even decorated it yet. It's in its stand. It's watered. It's waiting for, I guess the missus has decided I get to participate. And so
you're so lucky. So this weekend we'll do it.
So Friday, I guess, is our night.
Put on the music.
Oh, we're going off. We'll put on right. We'll
Santa hats. Everyone's going to have a good old time. That'll be great. Take some pictures.
But no.
Okay, sure.
Actually, I can't stop taking pictures of my kids. It's just the only thing.
You're doing your job as daddy.
That's what I did.
They're going to look back on that and be like, thank God dad always had his phone out.
And I'm really going to enjoy when they go, didn't we ever take a picture without making a silly face? And I'm going to say no. And I beg you to just smile.
Vinny, you don't get to say that.
What? Okay,
Vinny
good point.
Vinny is the king of, he makes the face, we call it.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah, they are you. They all are right. Little you.
Well,
you don't get to complain about it. I'm going to tell them you keep on doing that and you show him why it was such a pain in the ass for his mother to try and get a good picture of the family. You're making all your
all
faces.
Right. Well, you know what? I really was hoping.
For backup? No, not on that one. I can't stand still. You can't put a good face on. Pictures.
Are people really doing this is the question. And I honestly, so I told you this story already and Christina even posted a picture of it. There was a point where we go to this, what is it called? Something like Good Time Charlie or whatever. But it's
Tree Farm.
The Tree Farm.
Good Time Charlie.
Something.
Good Time Charlie's Good Time Charlie. Christmas Trees.
It's probably not that, but it's something
it's
Charlie.
Jingle Christmas
Mountain
Tree
Charlie
Hill.
Or,
oh,
or Tree Charlie,
and you
whatever.
Are up on a mountain, yeah?
You're on the side, like these are, it's a farm, but it's in the Santa Cruz Mountains, so you're on a hill. And it, you know, like when we pulled up, I was like, well, that tree right in front of our car looks pretty good. That would be very convenient. Except, no, the kids have to scatter, and they all have to go downhill and uphill and find the one that's hard for dad to get back to the car.
Let's get the most difficult tree
possible. So we cut the tree down, and I'm sitting there with Christina as I'm looking up this hill. We got to get the tree up, and she's like, I'll grab one. And I just said, F it. And I just lifted the thing up. My face is it. So I don't have extra long arms. So you can imagine if I'm holding the trunk over my head, my face is actually in the tree.
They don't give you some kind of strap to put around the bottom of the tree and haul it up. You know, put it over your shoulder and just haul it up there.
They give you a figure. Here's an axe or a saw.
What?
No, they give you a saw.
Yeah, you
here's
cut
a
your
saw.
Own tree down.
Yeah, you cut it down.
You have to cut your own?
Yeah. That's the whole point of this thing is you explore the forest, you find a tree. It's been planted there.
It's called Mountain Charlie, by the way.
That's it.
Oh, Mountain Charlie. Yeah. Mountain Charlie's Good Time Christmas.
I like Good Time Charlie's
Christmas tree
much
lot.
Well, consider changing your name, Mountain Charlie.
Yeah, Good Time Charlie's really
working. But they actually give you a saw, because I kind of assumed they cut it.
No. They give you a saw when you pull up in your car.
There you go.
Go find a parking spot.
Trying to cut your leg off.
Everyone scatters.
Like a chainsaw?
No, it's just a saw, hand saw.
Okay.
It's one of those ones where you break a sweat.
Oh, you do break a sweat.
No question.
You catch some needles in the eye as you're, you know, sticking your face in there. And then, like I said, here I am, not long enough arms. My face is in the tree, and I'm sure I'm getting a tick in my rear. So I'm sitting there.
I don't know if Christmas trees have ticks, but the visual's great.
Well, how could they not? But the question is, so I get the thing up the hill, and I throw it near the car, and I'm like, Jesus. Freaking tree.
So Christmassy.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to, you know.
I just feel the holly jolly is oozing out of you.
I have more questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're paying to go. You cut it. Do you have to put it on your car, too?
You put it on your car yourself, too.
It's a rip-off.
I bring like a, it's part of a tradition.
Experience, Maddie.
It's a tradition we do with the McCutcheons.
You of all people, right? He's a mountaineer, for God's sake.
I know. We cut wood because we have to.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's the job. You want to live? Here's what you got to do.
Favorite thing.
Well, anyway, so country living.
Okay.
I'm sure you read it.
I do actually get a newsletter from...
I'm not surprised.
I get Country Life.
Oh, okay. Country Living did a big article on whether you should be washing your Christmas tree before you bring it into your home.
Okay.
And so one of the things I do is I give it a really,
really good shake. Get all those loose needles off of there.
Any mice, anybody living in there, okay. any birds, anything in there needs to move out before I bring it in the house.
So you do that outside. Got it.
And then I bring it in. But washing it?
I have heard that. I've heard people say that you should put it in your driveway and hose it down and then let it stay out there until it dries.
A handful of people on TikTok are claiming it'll get rid of any bugs that might be on there. Just spray it down with the hose and let it dry. It's not practical if you live in someplace cold that will
now
freeze.
Now it's freezing. And even here, a lot of times I go get my Christmas tree and it's raining.
Yeah,
it's that time of year.
Certainly don't want to bring a dripping anything into the house.
No, exactly.
So I don't know if this is the move or not.
We've all survived so far. Here's the thing. We keep putting these new things we got to do. You got to wipe this down. You got to wash that. You got to, bring your own laundry or bedding to a hotel. Like, these are the things we don't need to do because we've survived to this point without doing them. If you do them, it's like now whatever mites you got off of a pine tree your whole life and your body had the wherewithal to fight against them. You'll have no immunity to them anymore. You'll be out in the forest. You'll be like, I don't know. The mites are killing me. The dust is killing me out
here.
This
is from a lady who slept while on her Thanksgiving vacation, slept on a bathroom floor. Listen.
Yeah, I was fine.
In a hotel room, by the way. Listen.
My own fault.
With the toilet as the pillow.
No, I laid down. I put some of the towels as a pillow. I laid down on a towel on the floor. And like, oh.
Look. When
a nice cold floor.
When I could drink,
floor.
I didn't need to bring bedding places either.
Mm. Oh, I see. Now that you're awake and aware.
And now that I got to be awake and like climbing into a bed and all the things around me start to become a thought process.
You just have to push those out of your head.
Know,
like, you're thinking too much. You think too much.
Hey, good for you again with the whole, I had 20 drinks. I can't think of a thing.
Right. All I can think
Except
of is,
that I'm gonna
let
barf.
Me into that horrible bed filled with termites and...
Look,
vermin.
It's,
bed bugs.
It works for me. Yes. I'm not asking you to carry this stuff. Ever asked you?
No, but what I'm asking you is to bring extra clothes. Like, you're only bringing the jeans you have on and two shirts. Like, what? I got to look at the red shirt one day, the blue shirt the other day, because your whole bag is stuffed with your pillow and all your bedding?
You don't have to live with me.
Oh, thank God, because all your keys are broken and they're running away from your house. God, I don't know how we do anything in this family.
Wow.
Kids are making faces at the camera, and so are you. Chopping down
most of
trees.
The bugs on the tree, to Sarah's point, are harmless. You don't have to worry about them. They'll die off pretty quick, they say, especially once they're inside the house and it's warm. So you really don't necessarily need to wash your tree, but it's happening. The story I have from Country Living is, if you shake the tree before you bring it inside, that should be good enough.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I've been doing.
But if you're scared of black widows, and there might be one on there.
Oh, and the people in my family are scared of, not black widows, any spider.
Any spider. My God, there's a huge spider. I'm like, okay, so there's a microscopic spider there. Let me get the cup and the piece of paper.
While we were on our little trip to Tahoe... The place we stayed had two floors. The girl stayed, pardon me, the girl stayed downstairs.
Get
I think
out.
I got it.
Right.
I don't know if I did. Anyway, they stayed downstairs and Isla comes upstairs to go to the bathroom at 4 a.m. And I'm like, what is going on here? So once I got up and she goes, there's a spider in the downstairs bathroom. I can't use that. Hmm. How'd you know that at 4 a.m? It was there when I went to bed.
Oh, so obviously it's camped out there.
Okay. So I go and look. It's in the bathtub on the floor and can't get out.
It's trapped.
It's going to die down there. That's what's going to happen.
Just
it can't
turn
get
on
out.
The water yep. even, you know, just bye. Goodbye,
no,
spider.
I'm not giving it any chance. I'm not taking any chances.
And the time it takes you to pee, it's going to crawl out of there, jump across and just chomp. After tickling you with all his little legs.
Just what in the... Okay.
I love spiders. I mean, I don't really want them all over me, but I do find them fascinating. I feel like they're smarter than other bugs.
Well, many people will say that they're also eating the other bugs
Oh, yeah, for sure. I say that all the time when John's trying to. He's like, I got a spray for spiders. I'm like, please don't. I mean, what do you want? More mosquitoes? What are you doing?
If you're a thief considering robbing a church, man, you've fallen far.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you so far.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Turns out this thief, a burglar in California, got more than he bargained for on Thanksgiving while breaking into a church with an axe.
Wow.
The pastor was nearby and he heard the alarm and he immediately ran to confront the intruder. And then he started brawling with the guy with the axe.
Oh.
Turns out the pastor has a history of MMA.
Nice. What is the denomination of this church? Does it say?
It doesn't.
No, that's too bad.
The pastor's name is...
Church of Jiu-Jitsu or something?
Nick Neves, and he has a background in kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and other MMA. He says, I grappled with him for like 15 minutes without hurting him too much until the authorities... He actually had to keep from killing the guy. As a pastor, I'm sure that was... You know, he's probably better than most of us.
People do like a good grapple.
Yeah. The suspect, they say here, was arrested, and it's unclear what charges he'll be facing, but he broke into a church with an axe.
Whatever the charges he might face, whatever punishment might be exacted on him, God's got plans for that guy. You axed your way into my house of worship? Come on, man.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Sorry.
I also apologize. Just making noises.
LOL.
Lol.
Is it a sober thing? I'm dating a wonderful guy who is 7 years sober and he's got some of Vinny's quirks. Yet for me.
Does he know that serenity phrase?
I know the serenity prayer too, and it's been 20 people wrote it to us. That's not the point. We don't need to be doing prayers on the air. My goodness.
I like, it's not really like a.
It is.
Super.
Yeah, he knows it too. He was on. He was caught in a moment. I'm sure he was like,
people will, yeah.
How did I not say that?
Those brain farts are getting like really bad.
Concerning. There's no, like, oh my God, how every sentence I put out of my mouth, I struggle with like, what's the one word with one person and they acted in this and let me roundabout try to figure this out.
Married to the actor who's in this. And
yes. Yeah. Oh my God. It's ridiculous. Here's a little glimpse into the future, kids.
Yikes. It's only going to get worse.
408 says, Sarah, the first time I got a tick was cutting down my tree. You know, ticks are so weird because I never thought about them.
Yeah.
The things me and Jason Sisko used to go, and because we grew up in places where there were farms until they built houses there.
Right.
And we would swim in this creek of runoff farm water, which was probably biohazard. This was before organic was even a mention.
Oh, yeah. That was a biohazard.
Oh, yeah. Growing up on a farm, I can tell you that. And there's crawdads and we're just, you know, we got our BB gun and we're jumping off the cliff.
God, sounds great.
We're just having a kid time, right? Yeah. Well, you know, you do live through this stuff. It does. I agree with you to some extent, but it's also when I lay my head down on a pillow that 400,000 people have slept on.
What are you going to do? Live in a plastic bubble? Just stop it. Just exist in the world with all the other people and all the, we're all just carbon-based life forms.
But anyway.
It's all going to be fine.
The tick thing is something that we never thought about or, and now ticks, even just a hike anywhere. And I'm like, I better check my legs.
Mm-hmm. And if you do find a tick, you should pull it off, put it in a baggie, and get it tested.
And we've done that, and that's weird too. But also, didn't you think John had Lyme disease?
Yes. And actually, the thing about Lyme disease is that it's, for some people, it's textbook. They get the target-shaped red circle on the bite mark, and they put the tick in, and they got it, and it's, yes, now you have Lyme disease, and they overdose you with all these antibiotics and do their best to. Other people don't know that they got bitten, think they might have it. It becomes like this undiagnosable thing. It's like a mystery illness that people had. Like, for years, John was suffering with something. He still is. He's like, I'm like 90%.
Yeah, that's not, I don't want that.
No.
I want no part of that. It's weird, though, that that's become a real thing.
I know. I used to think of, like, Lyme disease and West Nile virus. And all that, I thought of those as East Coast things. Like, I heard about those things growing up.
Oh, you did? Lyme disease? See, that's what I'm saying. We never heard about that stuff. And certainly no one said, you know, that water's runoff is probably filled with pesticide.
Well, it was the 70s, Vin, you know.
Nope.
What is the crawdads aren't dying from it?
Well, it's also the waste from the cows.
Yes.
All the stuff. Yeah.
The things they fertilize the fields with. Yeah. Fun.
I wouldn't do that.
Poo water. Well, you wouldn't do it now because you're a grown up and you know better. When you're a kid, you're like, water. Whoa. Splash, splash.
Check me out.
There's a scene. I know you love the original Vacation and you're not wrong to do that, but the new one with Ed Helms and Christina Applegate. It's hysterical. And there's a scene where they find a spring and they're all like, oh, that's so weird. There's no one else here.
And what do they do?
Well, they it's poopy. Mm. And they finally see the sign that's like, don't swim here. It's sewage.
Gross.
Yeah. It's fun, though. It's good. It's a good movie. It's got some funny. I think you'd really like it. If you get a sack, you know.
707 says, I bring my sheets and my pillow, and I also drink whenever I go anywhere on vacation.
Well, sounds like you're prepared for every situation. Good for you. You're amazing. How do you do it? Because I certainly can't do it. I don't even care to. I don't care. I'll sleep on wherever. I'll sleep on the floor right here.
Yeah, you'll sleep in the bathroom. We know that.
Right, whatever. I'll eat food I dropped on the floor. It's fine. Survive it. I'm trying to give my immune system a workout at all times. Deal with it, immune system. Let's see if you can handle this.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Doesn't really matter, Vinny. It's going to be another Taylor Swift thing. She dominates the world.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.